Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us tonight. We are excited about the beauty news, actually. So many things to share with you guys tonight, so we wanted to get started. But just a reminder, if you have a question while we're doing our beauty news tonight, or a comment or some news you want to share yourself, please give us a call, 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Now I want to turn it over to Denise so that she may greet you as well.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you guys for joining us tonight on Beauty Talk. We're so happy to have you. I just want to give a quick shout out to our listeners. Thank you guys from just all over the world for representing and following us here on Beauty Talk. We have some interesting shows coming up for you pretty soon here, and we want to represent where some of you are listening from. So we're going to have plenty of artists coming up in the next few months that will be from all over the world, like we just recently had Lola Maja, who is Nigerian-born, raised in London, moved back to Nigeria, and was married there, had a family there, and she's now residing currently in London again. And so we want to bring to you guys more people like that, again, from all over the world. So just make sure you stay tuned and follow Beauty Talk. Follow us on our social media pages. On Facebook, we're Beauty Talk Online Radio. And then on Instagram, we are beauty_talk_media. And on Twitter, we're beauty_talk. But again, as long as you type in beauty, we'll pop up. We will
Absolutely.
Pop up. If you type in Beauty Talk, we'll pop up. So just wanted to put that out there so you guys can know that we're not just bringing you people from here in the States. We want to continue to bring you artists from all over the world, not just from those places, but who are actually still living in those places, just so that the world can be better represented in this beauty industry and you can hear from some people who you may be aware of.
Absolutely. And just to add to that, I believe it was the week before Lola, our guest was in Australia.
Right. Yes.
Calling in from Australia. So. Yeah, a lot of times you guys may not know, but sometimes when we have some guests, they may be calling in. We may even be doing the show at a different time, and then you know, you guys hear it live on our normal time on Sundays. So, some of our guests are being represented from all over the world, and we are so happy about that. And we have a guest coming up that we. Well, maybe my sister can tell you about her a little later on in the show. Another international artist that we're bringing to the show. But just want to remind you guys, I've been seeing a lot on Instagram, just different people, just kind of all over. People are tagging a black makeup artist. They're tagging a black small business or they're tagging a black, you know, beauty brand, that type of thing. Well, on the Beauty Talk Instagram page, I would love to do exactly that. And I'll put a post out there where I would love people just to tag your favorite black, you know, beauty brand, so that we can bring some attention during this time to some of the black businesses that are out there working hard. So I'll make a post about that for you guys to kind of share. And also, you will also start seeing stories and posts about our Definition of Beauty campaign, encouraging everyone to join what we're doing there. You'll see that as well as a brand new post we're going to be rolling it out. So I just want to remind you all that in order to participate, we would need a picture of yourself, preferably something that's more like headshot, not full body, picture of yourself in 30 words or less, your definition of beauty. And it would love it if you could start it off by saying beauty to me is. And then it's just that simple. Just email it to us at beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com. That's beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com. I'm sorry, Beauty Girls, not Beauty Girls Beauty, but Beauty Girls Media, M-E-D-I-A, at gmail.com. And then we will definitely get it posted on our IG account and just tell everybody a little bit about yourself, you know, your name, what city and state you're in, and what your occupation is, and then your definition of beauty. Again, that's beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com. And if you would like to send us an audio clip of what your definition of beauty is, you can send that to us at the same email, beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com. It has to be in an MP3 format, and it has to be 60 seconds or less. Again, that's an MP3 format, 60 seconds or less, your definition of beauty audio clip, and you can send it to beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com, and we'll get it right, get it on right here on the air. So, definitely would love your participation with that. You know, as you all know, we ask that question. Every guest that we have, we ask them that question at the end of the show. And so now we would like to share their responses as well as your responses. We would like you to participate with this as our listeners. You're part of the family as well, so we want to hear what you have to say as well. So we definitely appreciate it if you guys participated in that. On to a little news that I have. CosmoPro, for those of you who are fans of that that particular show, CosmoPro North America has moved its date to June 27th and 29th of 2021. Okay, so again, the next CosmoPro show will be June 27th through the 29th of 2021. Scratching this year's show, okay? So please make a note of that. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Sorry, you guys. It's okay. Do you want me to take over? Will you get a drink of water?
Yes, please go.
Okay. So coming up, I did take a look at IMAX, and I see that, you know, I know there's still issues around the world with large crowds and things like that, but I was curious to know if there was a date set yet for the IMAX New York show that was supposed to take place in September. And as of yet, there is still no date. For IMAX New York. Still no dates for IMAX New York. It's still listed as September 1st through September 30th, no venue attached to it. So they haven't updated any information, and I don't know if it will take, if it will happen, or if it doesn't happen, and it's okay if it doesn't happen, but no one, they haven't yet, you know, updated their website to say what's going on with it. So I don't have any news on whether that's going to take place or not. And, you know, definitely there's no news for anything. No news for London as well, if that'll take place this year or not as well. Personally, I don't really see those shows taking place this year. So Janice and I last week had the opportunity to participate in a panel discussion about the week before last, right? I'm sorry, about, and I know we mentioned it on the last show, but we participated on a panel discussion. It was the Black Makeup Artist Experience. It was presented by the Powder Group. And they, interesting conversation, 9 makeup artists total. It was supposed to basically be about our experiences with racism in the beauty industry, you know, which, and there were many of us from different backgrounds. Quite a few of us worked in film and television. Some, you know, some people worked in fashion. You know, some people, there wasn't really a representation for like a wedding makeup artist or anything like that. But, you know, most people had worked in film and TV, but then there were some people from fashion, things like that, and from other fields, and who have worked in both film and TV and fashion. So we could kind of talk to quite a few things. But anyway, again, it's supposed to be about experiencing racism within the beauty industry. And there were a lot of Powder Group members invited. Just all makeup artists actually were invited. It was a free webinar. You just had to sign up for it. I think there were somewhere around about 350, something like that, plus or minus a few attendees. There were some beauty brands that were listening in as well, members from you know, the union, the hair and makeup union, was represented on the line as far as listening in. So there were people from all over, from East Coast, West Coast, and in between, that heard this panel. Well, they are offering, the Powder Group is offering the opportunity to hear this replay of this conversation. And they're offering it just to makeup artists, to individuals, a $10 donation, and for brands out there who may be interested in hearing the replay, they're offering it for $100, for a $100 donation. And so these monies will be collected, and they will be divided up equally amongst the different causes that we stated at the end of the call that we were supporting. And so it was Black Lives Matter, and then it was like 3 others. And I'm trying to actually find, I believe I deleted it by mistake, but I'm trying to find the email that listed all of that. But I think it should be on the Powder Group's social media as well. So by the end of the show, I'll find that information for you guys and give you the information for that if you would like to hear that session played out again. Then the Powder Group is also presenting something that I found to be very interesting. They're pleased to announce in their next series of online classes, there are 4 sessions being brought to us by James Vincent, and it's basically James Vincent's Mindful Action Series. And in this Mindful Action Series, James has these introspective sessions that's exclusive to the Powder Group. And he's going to explore meditation and making active choices for creatives to help you all maintain focus and clarity. And I think it's also good for people who are also experiencing, I think, a little stress and anxiety. These mindful sessions will hopefully help with things like that as well. They've already had one that took place on Tuesday, June 16th. Okay, and but coming up, these are the ones I wanted that you all know about. Coming up, there's a Mindful Action Thinking of You, and this takes place Tuesday, June 30th at 7 p.m. remembering who you are and what you stand for, the values, the vision, the ideas, and ideals that allows you to take your first steps into becoming the artist and person you want it to be. Okay? So that's Tuesday, June 30th, Thinking of You. And then Tuesday, July 14th, Mindful Action, If I Knew Then. That takes place again Tuesday, July 14th at 7 p.m. Basically, this one, in this session, you'll explore the negative emotional reaction that is regret and how it limits you in your life. So, again, you're exploring regret and how it limits you in your life. And you'll take stock and take action as you explore and identify measures for letting go of regret and holding on to yourself. So, again, that's Mindful Action, If I Knew Then, Tuesday, July 14th, 7 p.m. And then the very last one takes place Tuesday, July 28th at 7 p.m., Mindful Action, How About Now? Okay, Mindful Action, How About Now? So basically this is all about living in the present, which allows you to build a life that will become your legacy. You'll talk about how essential it is for a creative to be aware of what's happening now, even as you plan for the future. So these mindful actions, mini sessions are taking place on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to thepowdergroup.com to register. There is a fee attached to the classes, but thepowdergroup.com will give you all that information as far as how much the fees are.
Great. I just wanted to quickly tell you guys something that I just kind of discovered the other day. I know we're always reporting on PBA and what they have to offer the beauty industry, but in the form of education, as we know, PBA, you know, they have their industry webinars. They also have, you know, which is their digital education. They also have industry partner education. But I just came across the fact that they offer these creative conversations. And they have a couple that's coming up really soon. Actually, one, actually on Monday, as a matter of fact. And on Monday, they have Nicholas French at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that would be about, 5 Eastern Standard Time? Again, Monday, Nicholas French, Monday the 22nd of this month at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And just a little bit about it. Industry icon and Naha legend Nicholas French shares his story of success along with his tips on creating a winning collection, thinking creatively, and where he finds inspiration. And again, for those of you who may be listening for the first time or who don't know what Naha is the the annual competition that Professional Beauty Association puts on. And he is a legend in that competition. On Monday as well, at 10 a.m., Pacific Standard Time. I'm so not used to saying Pacific Standard Time first, but 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is Michael Sean Corby. Okay? He is the Global Creative Director for Living Proof. Michael Corby joins the Career Conversations to talk about creating the career of your dreams and how to make a lasting impression on the beauty industry. And again, that's Michael Sean Corby, Monday, June 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time. And then Thursday, June 25th at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, that's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is Michelle O'Connor. Okay, and Michelle is a 5-time Naha winner and a sought-after stylist. Michelle O'Connor will talk style, elegance, and creativity and she shares her insights into building an award-winning collection. Again, that's Michelle O'Connor, Thursday, June 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you have three heavy hitters, award-winning stylists, hairstylists. You don't want to miss it. And you can go to PBA, or you can go to the PBA website, rather, which is probeauty.org, to register. And registration is now open. So, of course, Monday, if you want to get in on Monday's session, you need to do that right away, because I don't have any information as to if it's too late for Monday. I don't think it is. But just jump in and try to go ahead and register right now. And then also on June 29th, you have the Oligo brand ambassador and content creator, Jay Ladner, who will be speaking. And I advise you guys to go to the website to check them out, because some of these sessions will run like five times. So you may need to go and just check, because I don't have time for the people that I'm announcing right now. So, but some of them run five times, so you need to go and check out the times so you know exactly when to check them out. Okay, July 6th, Danielle Ferguson. She's a Beacon 2020 peer mentor, an esthetician, and a makeup artist in Nashville, specializing in wedding makeup and permanent cosmetics. July 13th, Tina Allen. She's a Beacon 2020 peer mentor, a salon owner, a hairstylist, and a makeup artist in Atlanta, and creator of her own cosmetics line. Dee Dee Henry. She's a Beacon 2020 peer mentor, a hairstylist, and a makeup artist in Atlanta, specializing in boudoir and bridal. And then Lori Crate, she's a renowned esthetician in California. She's the host of the Beauty Biz Show podcast and an industry educator, and she's July 27th. And, you know, just as I was reading that, I'm going back to Dee Dee Henry when she's a makeup artist in Atlanta specializing in boudoir and bridal. You know, when you talk about makeup, this is the first time I've ever heard anybody speak of a makeup artist specializing in boudoir, because you hear that more when you're talking about photography. You know, this person specializes in bridal photography and boudoir photography, but I've never heard anybody say that they're a makeup artist that specializes in boudoir. But I've seen several boudoir photographs where the makeup, I get it. When they say they specialize in boudoir, I get that. So that was, I found that to be pretty interesting. So please mark your calendars for these wonderful conversations, the NAHA Creative Conversations that's coming up. And the NAHA is North American Hairstyling Awards. So if you're not familiar with that, but you're interested, please, again, go to probeauty.org for more information. And for those of you who are not members of the Professional Beauty Association, please go out and check out their site, check out their membership cost. It's very low. If I'm not mistaken, it may be about $50. Normally, every time when I renew, I go ahead and renew for like 2 years, so they don't have to keep doing it every year. But it's definitely an organization that it's great to be a part of, especially, you know, if you're a freelancer, you work in salons, doesn't really matter. It's a great organization for beauty professionals. And I love to hear when makeup artists are a part of that, you know, that, well, not a part of, but are members of PBA. Not hairstylists who are also makeup artists. I just mean just people who are makeup artists alone, because it normally you don't see that. And years ago in the like a lot of the big beauty shows, like the ones that PBA sponsor and put on, you would go to these shows and you would see a lot of skincare, a lot of nails, hair styling, barbering, that kind of thing. And if there was any makeup that you saw, it was a part of a salon, you know, doing. So I love the fact that makeup artists, and I try to encourage as many makeup artists as I can to join PBA, not as a hairstylist who does makeup, not as someone who works in a salon, but, you know, my sister and I are film and television makeup artists, but we are members of PBA. So I'm just trying to encourage more people to join. There's plenty of resources, and I think a time like this, it'd be great to have somebody or have an organization that you can turn to that has various resources that could help beauty professionals during this difficult time. Speaking of PBA, it was my plan to have PBA come on. I thought about this a while ago, to have PBA come on, because they haven't been on our show in a few years now, and we've had them on at least two or three times before, but it's been my thing to bring them on and just have them talk about PBA and what PBA offers. But also, like my sister said earlier, we participated in this panel discussion about the Black makeup artist experience. And so I thought about PBA because they were one of the organizations that was invited to tune in. I'm not sure if they actually did tune in or not, but I know that they were invited to tune in. And so I would love to have them come on the show and not only talk about what they offer, but I would love to get a conversation going with them and their take on what's going on in the world and how they can not only help beauty professionals, but what can they do for Black beauty professionals? There's loads of Black hairstylists that we've talked to over the years when we started talking a lot about the licensing being taken away from different states. And a lot of those, some of those artists, you know, they work in salons, but they had not heard about it. So it was something new for them. And a lot of them are not members of PBA. So just curious as to what PBA can do or will do or how they could try to evoke change in the beauty industry when it comes to Black artists. So stay tuned for that. Speaking of that, again, we are continuing the conversation that we had on that panel that day, and we're going to continue it here, right here on Beauty Talk, with a series of conversations from all over the beauty and entertainment industries. So we're going to be bringing in people from both those industries to share their experiences. And it's not, you know, it's a conversation to help everyone determine what they can do, what role they can play in bringing equality into the beauty industry and as well as entertainment industry. Okay, so please stay tuned for that. And do you have anything else, Denise?
No, maybe we can share this on our next episode. I was still looking for that information about from the Powder Group about the replay and the causes that that we all support, where the donations will be going.
And what we'll also do is we'll also post it on the Instagram and Facebook pages.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, you guys. Well, with that being said, that's all the news that we have for tonight. Why don't you share how they can follow us on social media?
Okay, since I gave out the information earlier, I'll give it out again. You can follow Beauty Talk on Facebook. We're Beauty Talk Online Radio. And then on Twitter, we are Beauty_Talk. And then on Instagram, we're Beauty_Talk_Media. And then you can follow Janice and I both simply just by our name. Janice's name is spelled JanicTunnell, and me, I'm Denise. I'm spelled DeniseTunnell, and you can follow us on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages just by simply typing in our name.
All right. Sounds good. All right, you guys, that's all we have for tonight. Thank you so much. We will be back next week with a surprise guest. We're excited about speaking with her, and we'll keep you posted. Stay tuned to our Instagram and Facebook pages. We'll be posting out there who our surprise guest is, and we'd like to have you back here with us again next Sunday night, same place, same time, 9 p.m., right here on Beauty Talk on Blog Talk Radio. But again, don't forget, if you can't be here live with us, you know, you can always come back for the replay, play it as many times as you want, but also we are on all platforms where podcasts are played, so Spotify, iHeartRadio, I'm going blank here, but you
Apple,
get what
Apple
I'm saying.
Podcast. Yeah,
yes,
Google
Podcast,
you name it.
There you go. There you go. So wherever they play podcasts, you can normally find us, all right? So there's no excuse. There's no excuse to miss any episodes of Beauty Talk. So we thank you for your continued support, for hanging in there with us each and every Sunday night for the last 11 and a half years. So for that, we say thank you. Have a wonderful evening, you guys, and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.